603-224-1450. The Arnie Arneson Show.
It's about 34 minutes after the hour, so I'm reading today's headline in one of the papers of the Concord Monitor. And it says, homeowners sue over home inspection dispute. And I'm looking at the headline, I'm going, why do I suddenly start twitching and saying, the libertarians are coming, the libertarians are coming? And then I go to the Institute for Justice website, and I read the comments of Bert Gall, who's joining me right now on the line, and he says, every person's home is their castle, unless they live in New Hampshire. And he says, under New Hampshire law, it is easier for the government to search the homes of law-abiding citizens than it is to search the homes of suspected criminals. That is wrong, and that is what the Institute for Justice lawsuit seeks to correct, because, in fact, they've gone into court under the Fourth Amendment rights, saying that the ability to inspect a home violates that law. And, of course, I want to welcome Bert Gall to the Arnie Arneson program and tell you, Bert, you got to understand something, sweetheart. We only do property taxes here. So if you're going to go shutting down a property tax door, you're going to get a lot of angry selectmen and city councilors, because that's the cash cow. How are you, Bert?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. So tell me the anatomy of this lawsuit. I want to know how it started. Walk me through the history and tell me why we can only go outside and inspect the house when they might have, you know, rare gold plating on the inside.
Well, sure. And let me first say that this isn't a lawsuit about property taxes. This is really a lawsuit about the Fourth Amendment and whether, you know, you can use unconstitutional means to pursue the ends of property tax assessment.
Okay.
We looked at, you know, laws across the country, and were really surprised to find that New Hampshire has really one of the most intrusive laws when it comes to, you know, inspecting and searching the inside of people's homes. I mean, we're just shocked to find that the live free or die state under this law is the let us into your house or else state.
Well, that's because we don't go into your pocketbook. And so we've made a decision which wealth we will actually trash. So we've decided that property wealth is where we're going to go. Therefore, give me my measurement stick. Let me make sure that it's, you know, stone or rock or cement. And we're going to go in, and that's where we're going to place the value, because that's where 70% of our revenue comes from. Don't be shocked by this. Understand that this is where they fix their mark.
But once again, this isn't a case about property tax. I mean, if you look across the country,
okay,
I mean, and in terms of other how other states do things, they do not require mandatory interior inspections in order to assess property values, because, I mean, there are a number of things you can do without going inside someone's home.
Mm-hmm.
You can, for example, interview them about their property card. You can look at comparable home sales in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also review things like, you know, building permits and housing plans, which are often, you know, publicly available documents. I mean, there you can look, for example, at old appraisals that might have been done for purposes of refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of documents that are available that can help you reassess a home accurately. It's done in other states, and there's really no reason it can't be done in New Hampshire. I mean, the convenience of an interior inspection, if that is what's going on here, is no reason to violate your Fourth Amendment rights. You know, it may be convenient, for example, for you not to be able to speak freely. The government may decide that, but that's not a reason to violate your First Amendment rights.
So, Bert, walk me through right now, what is the authority that local officials have vis-a-vis my house? Because a lot of people may either not be aware of it, or they may not know what other states are like, so they just assumed that everybody behaves this way. And, you know, it's called life under a tax structure, and therefore, since this is the vehicle from which they get their property taxes and get their tax revenues, that therefore the house is open for inspection, since you're only looking at it from a revenue perspective and nothing else.
Well, people are shocked to hear that this is going on. I mean, our clients were certainly shocked to find out that there is a state law on the books. And basically, here's what it does.
Okay.
It says this, that if you refuse to consent to an interior inspection of your home, local government officials can obtain a warrant with which they can make you let them inside their home, inside your home. And if you refuse to consent to a warrantless search of your home, you automatically lose your right to appeal your property tax assessment.
So it's a coercion. It's a form of coercion. Then what we'll do is we're going to assume it's palatial on the inside. We're going to assess you at the highest level possible because you didn't allow us access into your home. And if you want to appeal that assessment, you're screwed because you didn't allow people into the house in the first place, and therefore the appeals process isn't available to you.
Yeah, there is certainly an element of coercion there and an incentive for that that is built into the statute. Yeah, and that's just wrong. I mean, this statute goes against decades of Supreme Court precedent on the Fourth Amendment. I mean, the Fourth Amendment, if it means anything, is that every person's home really is their castle. The Supreme Court has repeatedly said, you know, you have an interest in preserving the sanctity of your home, and it doesn't matter what reason government officials are coming to search your house. We value that sanctity. And the Founding Fathers, one reason they wanted to put the Fourth Amendment in the Constitution was because, you know, British officials were regularly conducting mandatory interior inspections of everyone's home. And that was wrong then, and it's wrong now.
Now, what surprises me about the statute that you are quoting from that allows these, you know, local officials to enter a home or either lose the appeal was enacted partly in 91 and partly in 1993. I mean, this is not something that's been around for 100 years. They just did that when, for example, Judd Gregg was governor of New Hampshire and Steve Merrill was governor of New Hampshire. Two good Republicans, one the former attorney general, Steve Merrill. I'm just trying to figure out, this is pretty recent that they would allow this kind of access.
Yeah, it actually is a fairly recent law in New Hampshire. You're right about the dates of it being enacted. And it's something that, you know, eventually every New Hampshireite is going to encounter as their towns go about the process of reassessing property values. I mean, you point out that it was, you know, enacted under, you know, Republican administration. I mean, this is an issue that cuts across, you know, any ideological or philosophical boundaries or anything like that. I mean, this is about your home. And so I think this is something that New Hampshireites of all political stripes, you know, should really be concerned about and kind of unite around this issue.
Now, you said that New Hampshire is surprisingly different from most other states.
Yes.
Are there other states that have similar statutes to New Hampshire? Are we breaking new ground? Again, I think I understand and I'm sympathetic with municipal officials because this is where their money comes from. The state of New Hampshire is incredibly parsimonious. No, cheap is actually the right word when it comes to sharing revenues with communities, and therefore a lot of financial pressure is put on the property tax. So you want to squeeze out as much money as possible, and you also want to assure fairness between homes. And how do you assure fairness unless you not only look at the outside footprint, the size of the land, but also what's happening inside the house?
But once again, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go inside to actually be able to accomplish all the goals that you're talking about. I mean, that's the real, I mean, not only is this law unconstitutional, as I've said before, it is unnecessary. Other states have the same, duty. Other local officials in other states have the same duty to make sure that property reassessments are fair and equitable. And they are able to accomplish that task, not by going into your home, but by, you know, talking to your doorstep or having you fill out a questionnaire or looking at the building permit. Sure, is that maybe a little bit harder to do and a little less convenient for them? Maybe it is, but it's not violating constitutional rights. I mean, if convenience was the standard for being able to violate constitutional rights, then First Amendment rights could be shoved aside, you know, immediately.
I totally agree with you. We were interviewing a reporter yesterday from the New Hampshire Business Review, and they were talking about these non-competitive bid contracts, you know, sole source contracts. But you have to give a reason why you do it. If you're going to not have a competitive bid, you have to explain. And one of the explanations was, well, we've dealt with them before, and they do good work. And I'm looking at this reason going, excuse me? that's an excuse for a no-bid contract? I'm thinking, ay, ay, ay. And what you're suggesting here is that it may be a little more difficult, but recognizing how important the Fourth Amendment is that there's probably a reason why it should be a little more difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is, you know, our Bill of Rights that are found in the Constitution often make it more difficult for the government to do things. But we're glad, for example, that it's more difficult for the government to suppress our right to free speech, or, you know, our right to our freedom from self-incrimination, or any of our other, you know, basic due process rights.
Well, Bert, this is going to be kind of fun. I'm actually surprised that it took so long for someone to get ticked off. I mean, this is New Hampshire, too. And I mean, not only are we libertarian, but we're like angry a lot, you know, and we don't like government like shoving themselves into our lives at all. And I can't believe how many of us genuflected to the local municipal person who came in and said, okay, I want to see your bedroom, I want to see your bathroom. It is amazing how we are so willing to say yes, as opposed to sitting back and saying, excuse me, why are you doing this?
Well, our clients are saying, you know, are saying that, you know, why are you doing this? Because you mentioned, like, you know, what other states are doing, and actually New Hampshire and Wisconsin are the only two states that have this law that is draconian to this extent, that both allows officials to get a warrant to come into your home and then punishes you.
So have you called folks in Wisconsin and suggested that they may want to, you know, jump on this lawsuit, and you could do like a, you know, it's like a twofer?
Well, we're gonna see how things go in the live free or die state.
Okay.
We're confident that we can do a good job there. But we're certainly looking at Wisconsin. We'll move on to the cheeseheads after this.
The cheeseheads next. All right, Bert. Well, we'll keep us posted. You promise?
I promise.
All right. Take care. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Gosh, it took this long for someone to say, "Excuse me." Oh, I love this. This is such a movie. Didn't I tell the story the other day? I don't know if I told it on this show or on the other show, about my relatives in Naples, Italy. My great uncle was the Monsignor of Naples, Italy. And we went to visit my relatives in Naples, and we come to this house in Naples, and it was a shambles. It looked like I was so worried that they wouldn't have enough money to put food on the table. And my mother kept saying, shh, basta, don't worry. Don't worry. Go upstairs. Don't worry. And we climb these rickety stairs in this house that looked like it was falling apart. And then we opened the door, and there were frescoes on the ceiling and marble on the floor. And I said to my mother, I said, so why did it look like such a dump on the outside? She said, the taxmen. And I went, oh, now you understand. Real quick break. This is Arnie Arneson, 224-1450. So what do you think of this lawsuit? You think this makes sense? Municipal officials are not going to be happy campers about this. I'm going to tell you right now.
603-224-1450. This is the Arnie Arneson Show.
Sometimes the only thing standing between you and a bad law is a trial lawyer. It's getting a little scary out there. The Michigan House of Representatives recently passed a bill including a, quote, conscientious objector, unquote, provision. No, it had nothing to do with the Army. It says a health care provider may object as a matter of conscience to provide or participate in healthcare service on ethical, moral, or religious grounds. You heard right. If this becomes law, a healthcare professional could refuse critical health services to someone who worships a certain way or whose lifestyle doesn't meet with that person's approval. Could something like this make it into law? Could it happen in New Hampshire? Probably not, because trial lawyers will challenge it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Hi, I'm Chuck Douglas. Arnie takes on the tough issues, but we take on the tough cases. Call Douglas, Leonard, and Garvey at 1-800-240-1988 when you need a trial lawyer to fight for you.
Arnie is ready to talk with you. 603-224-1450. The Arnie Arneson Show.
So what do you think of this lawsuit? This is very interesting, actually. This is very interesting. Every homeowner has the right to privacy in their home. The vast majority of people might not mind the inspections, but I do mind. This is the guy that filed the lawsuit. We need to put New Hampshire back in its rightful place as a place that respects the rights and freedoms of its people. There are two couples that are suing. The Hudson couple, Tony and Alicia Leakis, are due to have their property assessed next year. They call the law a creeping erosion of civil rights. So I'm here's what I would love to do. Is there a municipal official that's listening to this radio program? I know this is going to make you crazy. I mean, I feel so bad. I'm hoping it just makes people realize that property taxes suck. I'm telling you right now. Everybody is always eyeballing what's happening next door. People are so upset because they know that we have the highest property tax rates in the nation. You're constantly wanting to challenge your reassessment. I mean, here's a situation where, you know, if you could sort of go in and measure and see the quality of the interior, you could say, hey, you know, I understand why, but now you're going to make the story a little more challenging. It's going to be a little more difficult. But frankly, I'm not sure I want someone in my home. I mean, your home is your castle. I actually feel for these libertarian types that have appealed this or taken this to federal court. But I'm curious, what do you think? Do you think this is going to fly? Actually, I think it will. I was looking through the article by Holly Raymer in the Associated Press, and it's very quiet on the other side. The New Hampshire Board of Land and Tax Appeals didn't say much. I mean, you sort of look around to get some comments from folks, and not a lot of comments forthcoming. So part of the problem is that in the end, it's a good thing because it protects your right of privacy. And I think we're becoming very, very much aware that our right of privacy is being challenged every time we turn around. May I introduce you to the Patriot Act? So you have to be vigilant if you are going to maintain that right of privacy. And it turns out that, you know, we're so used to people coming in, especially when it comes to our property, since we know that that's the revenue generator, that they should have a carte blanche ability to sort of look and inspect anything. But all of a sudden, this couple said, wait a minute. No, thank you. 603-224-1450. Arnie Arneson will be right back.
603-224-1450. This is the Arnie Arneson Show.
We're about to witness Bill and Mary getting engaged.
Oh, Mary, I've loved you forever. Please, will you marry me?
Oh, Bill!
Bill is now removing the ring from the box and slipping it onto Mary's finger.
Mary glances down. Her smile dissolves as she sees the world's ugliest engagement ring.
No, no, no! I could never marry anyone with such bad taste. I told you to go to Capital Craftsman and Romance Jewelers.
But, darling, I thought it's the thought that counts.
Of course it's the thought that counts, and you could not have possibly been thinking. You got this industrial-grade diamond at some other store, and I'll bet you spent way too much for it.
How's a guy supposed to know these things?
Don't you ever listen to the radio? At Capital Craftsman and Romance Jewelers, it doesn't matter how you're dressed, what your age, or what your budget is. You'll always be treated with warmth and respect, and you'll find a beautiful engagement ring that's out of this world with prices that are down to earth.
Yeah, well, I guess I shouldn't change the station when they come on.
So, gentlemen, if you don't want this engagement nightmare to happen to you, come to the Capital Craftsman and Romance Jewelers, conveniently connected at 16 and 18 North Main Street, downtown Concord.
Oh, don't start.
Excuse me. Are you tired of waiting for the internet? Tired of the busy signals?
Oh, and the slow downloads.
And the sluggish surfing.
Then wait no more.
Get everything you want from the internet instantly with Metrocast high-speed internet.
And by everything, we mean constant connection. So no waiting to get connected and then hoping you're not bumped off the line.
And no tying up your phone line.
You get two email addresses.
Hey, that means we each get one.
And 40 megs of website space.
Plus 24/7 technical support.
But best of all, downloads are still up to 100 times faster than dial-up.
No more surfing at the speed of snooze.
Metrocast high-speed internet is just $19.95 a month for 2 months, and the modem is included.
Why wait?
This is a promotional offer available to new customers only. Mention this ad. Some restrictions may apply.
Surfing the internet at up to 100 times faster than dial-up. Amazing.
Metrocast. See the world and beyond.
Manchester 2004. There are two new ball clubs in town, a presidential election, and the city is busier than ever. Now there's a place where you can find out about everything happening in the city. It's in the Hippo.
Hey, did you check out the Hippo from last week? It's great. It has all the entertainment news and reviews that you need for the week.
Wow, that's just what I'm looking for.
The Hippo offers entertainment, movie, restaurant, and wine reviews.
Hey, did you see the wine review in the Hippo this week?
No, but I read about a AA sports team coming to Manchester.
All the news and information you need, whatever your age.
Now, class, if you want to know what's going on in the city, be smart and read your Hippo.
Every Thursday is Hippo Day, so pick one up every week. Life just isn't complete without your very own Hippo.
Uniforms?
Check.
Equipment?
Check.
Hippo Press? Check.
Some things in life are free. The Hippo Press.
Is it Thursday yet?
The Hippo, Manchester's paper.
This is the Arnie Arneson Show.
We are back. 603-224-1450. June from Henniker's on the line. Hey, June, how are you?
I'm fine, Arnie. It's lovely to speak with you.
It's a pleasure, June.
Now, I have in my hot little fist the July-August Henniker Community Outlook Summer Edition little newsletter.
Okay.
And it's town reevaluation coming within the next few weeks, yada, yada. Data collectors will be visiting all buildings in town to value what is inside the building. They will be wearing photo identification.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped down. If there's a...
This is going to be very interesting, June. This is going to set off
if you do not respond to an interior inspection, then your house is valued from the road.
Mm-hmm.
This means that the collector will assume, and that's, you know, sort mm-hmm. of bolded, will assume what is inside the home, parentheses, mm-hmm. four bedrooms, hardwood floors, oak cabinets,
exactly.
Korean
counters,
etc.
Exactly. Oh, did they write
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Wait, they didn't write oak cabinets and Korean counters. Did they write that?
Yes.
No!
I'm reading it seriously.
No! Well, that's what I was afraid of. Remember
now, here's the other kicker.
Okay.
It is to the benefit of the homeowner to allow the collectors to view the interior of your property. This gives you the opportunity to point out specifics, such as a leaky basement, no insulation, unfinished basement, rotted sills, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somewhere on NHPR, I think, yesterday, about the lawsuit from the couple.
Yep.
And then I, you know, of course, was listening to your wonderful show, and
this is getting to be
my personal copy of the Constitution, Amendment 4, against unreasonable searches and seizures, but upon probable cause, and particularly describing the place to be searched. Now, you could be talking about your linen cabinet here, where you have some contraband CDs that have some music on it that maybe, you know, they
could
be a federal lawsuit.
Yeah, but you listen to this. In 1960, the Supreme Court did carve out an exception to the probable cause requirement, and that was what they call administrative inspections. But listen to how they defined administrative inspections. The inspections they were talking about are inspections, for example, if you're renting and there's a health and safety issue, and you have to go in because you're afraid that the building may blow up or burn, well, that's a reasonable inspection that you're allowed to do. And what I'm trying to figure out, is this the same kind of administrative inspection
Absolutely
that the court
not.
Was referring to?
Not possible.
And here's the deal. I think if you want to challenge your assessment, then you may want to say, okay, come in and see. But if you're why should
you
open your door if you...
Just
before,
automatically.
Exactly,
right,
exactly.
Right.
And so while it may make it a little more difficult, you may be offended by the Korean. And then after they, you know, set the price, you can say, okay, I'm going to challenge you on it. Come in and see the fact that I got chipped tile.
There you go. That's the thing. But this business of you know, as that gentleman said, us live free and dyers. People are so caught up, I believe, in terror of terrorism. And other, you know,
but it was about
overwhelming issues of the moment.
Yeah,
you know, with Carrie Bush, yada yada. I mean, the whole world, you know, which some people perceive it as the wheels have fallen off the world. But that this thing is kind of like backstage. But our
it's
civil
important.
Rights in this nation
exactly
are being put in the
shredder. No, June, I'm with you. I love it. All right, take care. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. This is Arnie Arneson. We'll be back after news at the top.
1450. This is the Arnie Arneson Show.
gorgeous stretch of weather continues, and there is a warm-up as we head into most of the weekend. Mostly sunny skies will yield a milder finish to the afternoon with highs right around 80. Still not all that humid, although it does become a bit more humid tonight. Mostly clear skies and patchy fog, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of hazy sunshine and clouds, definitely more humid, breezy and warmer, highs in the mid-80s. Passing clouds could even be a rumble of thunder tomorrow night, otherwise hazy with patchy clouds and fog, lows in the mid-60s. For Saturday, a mixture of hazy sunshine and clouds and humid with a widely scattered afternoon thundershower, highs in the mid to upper 80s. I think we'd see that again. Sunday, clearing in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, less humid and just a bit cooler but pleasant, around 80. The Stormwatch 9 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Thomas of the WKXL Radio Network.
New Hampshire's historic capital, this is 1450 WKXL Concord and 107.7 WTPL Hillsborough, Concord, Manchester. Embril Communications.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. A second federal judge in New York has ruled that the partial birth abortion ban supported by the Bush administration is unconstitutional. A San Francisco judge had previously ruled likewise, and a judge in Lincoln, Nebraska has yet to render a decision. Thoughts from CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Just another sign that the law that Congress passed, that the president signed, is unconstitutional, and that it didn't fix the problems that the Supreme Court in 2000 said needed to be fixed.
The president, back on the campaign trail after 9 days at his Texas ranch, is vowing to do something about attack ads from what he calls shadowy groups claiming to represent the views of both parties.
A spokesman says the Bush campaign will seek a court order to force the Federal Election Commission to shut down the political groups behind many of the attack ads that litter the airwaves. That would include the group questioning John Kerry's war record in Vietnam. President Bush offered the assurance in a phone call with Senator John McCain, whose own complaint to the FEC has yet to be acted on. And if the courts don't act, a spokesman says Mr. Bush would work with McCain on legislation to put the groups out of business. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the Bush campaign in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
During the Las Cruces stop, the president let fly with some zingers, subtly targeting his Democratic rival from Massachusetts.
This is the part of the world where the boots outnumber the suits.
While in Anoka, Minnesota, John Kerry was getting in a couple of shots of his own.
It's great to be here. Minnesota, land of, as we, what do they say, 10,000 lakes? Under the Bush administration, this can be changed and amended. Land of 150 lakes. The way we're going.
Arab TV reporting the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, Iraq's top Shiite cleric, has already begun talks with rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadr about restoring peace to Najaf, where al-Sadr's militia has been battling U.S. and Iraqi forces for weeks. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb.
Iraq's senior Shiite cleric says he has a plan to end the three-week-old standoff in the holy city. And to back him up, the prime minister has called for a 24-hour ceasefire by Iraqi troops. Now American forces in the city have followed suit. The interim government clearly giving al-Sistani a chance to succeed where it failed.
Dramatic developments before a military commission at the Guantanamo prison facility from Ali Hamza Ahmad Sulaiman al-Balul, a Yemeni poet accused of being an al-Qaeda propagandist. He acknowledged to the court that he is a member of the terror network and also said he wants to be his own lawyer during the proceedings. BAE Systems and Northrop Grumman get the nod to build prototypes for anti-missile systems to defend commercial airliners in the U.S. against shoulder-fired missiles. They'll each get $45 million for the development program over the next 18 months. On Wall Street right now, the Dow down 5.25 points, NASDAQ's off 5.5. This is CBS News.
An OnStar conversation, May 14th, 2004.
OnStar emergency, this is Bernard.
Hi, I have just found a 2-year-old toddler along my road.
Keep that child inside, okay?
Oh, yeah, I got her on my lap.
I'm going to contact police.
OnStar receives thousands of calls for help every day.
911.
This is Bernard with OnStar. I have a subscriber who's reporting she has found a 2-year-old child wandering alone.
Okay.
I'm going to come to the line with the subscriber now.
Ma'am, how old is the child?
About 2. Female, very blonde, tall hat, wearing little long john pajamas. They're white with flowered bottom and little slippers.
Is she with you?
Yes.
Okay, we'll send a unit out to you.
Thank you.
This is Bernard again. I am available to wait on the line with you until police arrive.
Well, that's okay. I just wanted to have somebody notified. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Help arrived, and the young girl was reunited with her family. OnStar is available in over 50 GM models. OnStar, always there, always ready.
With the Republican convention just days away, New Yorkers are really starting to notice the extraordinary security. The Daily News, for example, is running a photo of two policemen in full combat gear, weapons at the ready, standing guard outside a Victoria's Secret store. And that's not all.
I'm Lou Miliano, and here in Midtown Manhattan, the Republican convention will draw up to 10,000 New York police officers from a force of 37,000 as the backbone of security. A part of an enormous show of force that'll include anti-terror squads, snipers, truck and bus searches out in the harbor, 26 launches patrolling the waters, 181 bomb-sniffing dogs, more than two dozen federal, state, and local agencies contributing personnel and equipment, and over $60 million security envelope. In Midtown Manhattan, Lou Miliano, CBS News, New York.
No copying other people's work. A federal judge in western Pennsylvania has learned that schoolroom admonition the hard way. One of his rulings has been tossed out after a court determined he'd copied it nearly word for word. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Some people dream of running faster than anyone else on earth. Some dream of buying their first home. In both cases, it's not what you dream. It's what you do with your dreams. We're Countrywide Home Loans. We're experts at finding solutions. And if you dream about owning a home, do something about it. Call 800-EASY-877. Click on Countrywide.com or visit your local branch today. Realize your dreams at Countrywide, an equal housing lender.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Peterson, what do you think of this house? Great backyard, huh?
There's roof problems on this one, too. It's sagging in spots.
Which you won't notice with a view of the lake.
And the floor upstairs is uneven. And it creaks.
Hey, it's a built-in security system.
When you don't use plywood, people can tell. Avoid problems with your roof sheathing and subflooring by building with Plitanium Plywood from Georgia Pacific. Accept no substitutes. Ask for it at your local building supply retailer.
Okay, Boston, listen up. Dennis Leary here with Bobby Orr to invite you to our fifth annual Celebrity Hat Trick Hockey Game.
Wow, Dennis, that's 5 years of you impersonating a pro hockey player.
Hey, number four, good thing your slap shot is better than your slap stick.
Hey, Dennis, I hope you're ready. Do you realize you're playing with some of the greatest hockey players of all time?
Win or lose, it's a great event for a great cause.
Buy your tickets and support the Leary Firefighters Foundation.
The Celebrity Hat Trick hits the ice on Sunday, October 3rd at the Fleet Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Fleet Center box office by phone at 617-931-2000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
The views and opinions expressed on the Arnie Artisan Show are the opinions of the host and guests of the program and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this radio station and its advertisers. It's time for the Arnie Artisan Show. 603-224-1450.
I used to think that deficits kind of sort of mattered. I mean, I listened to Tsongas and Rudman, and they taught me something.
Now, keeping the pot stirred so the scum doesn't rise to the top, here's Arnie Arneson.
We are back. We have opened phone lines for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then we're going to be schmoozing with Stephanie Mensimer, who wrote a piece entitled Trial and Error. It is about tort reform, malpractice, lawsuit abuse, frivolous lawsuits, whatever you want to call them. But we're going to be talking about that with Stephanie when we come back after the next break. Our phone number is 603-224-1450, 603-224-1450. I am really surprised about that 1991 and 1993 law that went on to the books regarding house inspections. And you understand why municipal officials would like to make sure that it was convenient and easy to evaluate homes. And you just heard from June from Henniker that they're going to assume oak cabinets. They're going to assume wood floors. They're going to assume Corian counters. So it puts a lot of pressure on you if you know that the house is actually a dump to want to show them that, in fact, you know, virtually half of your house is probably looks like Melmac, if nothing else. But I do think that you shouldn't be coerced to doing this. And there probably is a way to do some kind of comparative evaluation rather than opening your door carte blanche. And maybe it's on appeal that you say, come in and take a look because you're inaccurate. But what I get a sense of is that if you don't allow people in, everybody will be in the appeals process. The question then becomes, does that make it right? And I think that's really what the issue is in this lawsuit. And what we just heard from the Institute for Justice is that there are only two states in the nation, Wisconsin and the state of New Hampshire, that have such open, easy access into people's homes. And it doesn't make sense, especially for libertarian New Hampshire. It makes absolutely no sense. So I just